Good evening and welcome to the next episode of the Eurocast. Hope everyone has had a great holiday and enjoyed some of those Black Friday shopping deals. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of Fiero Cast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past Fiero Cast episodes at FieroCast.com coming soon, as well as FieroFocus.com and our Facebook page. We would like to thank our Fiero Cast supporters for this 2022 season, the Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonter Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, and the NIFE Store. If you would like to join these supporters for the 2023 season coming up, you can send me your information and we will produce a short infomercial and get that back to you if there's any edits and get that then mixed into the mix of supporters for our 2023 season. This episode is brought to you by Rodney Dickman and GoldenEye Graphic. Everyone's heard of Rodney Dickman. Everybody's purchased parts and other things from Rodney Dickman. But did you know he now has brand new undercarriage coolant tubes? Well, let's give a little backstory. The replacement undercar coolant tube story started back in 1984. When the Fiero first hit the streets. Some Fiero owners eventually needed replacement under car coolant tubes. Many times the problem started at the repair shops. They put the pads under the tubes, and as the car was lifted, it dented and or crushed most of the tubes along as it was being lifted. After they were no longer available from GM, if they even ever were, one could only search for a good one at a junkyard, or somebody else who has some of the parts. Good used ones could be found, but if you did, they were too large to ship. The post office, FedEx, UPS wouldn't even ship them, not even Greyhound. Another problem was the undercarriage corrosion under the clamps. A big problem in the 84 to 87 was that they go up and over the front suspension. Even if you put the 8487 up on the rack, you still had to maneuver around the front suspension. Sometimes you even had to remove the front suspension. So, Rodney Dickman had been asked many times over the past 20 plus years for replacement coolant tubes. His response was, "I was always told the same thing. Good ones and used ones are out there, but they're too big to ship." So, fast forward to today, and you will still find that good ones are now very difficult to find, and when you find them, still hard to ship. So, the only idea that Rodney Dickman had was he contacted a few Fiero people that have worked on parts and or parted out Fieros. They talked, and all these new undercar coolant tubes, they told him, these tubes are generally never damaged where they bend inward behind the front wheels and go forward. The damage is always along the sides and the back. So, Rodney Dickman developed these repair kits. You can cut your existing tubes and install this 304 stainless steel repair section. So, this thorn in everyone's side now on these coolant replacement tubes is now a thing of the past. To order one, you can visit www.rodneydickmanaccessories.com. Try them out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. All right. Thank you to our sponsors for this episode, Rodney Dickman and GoldenEye Graphic. All right. Again, thank you for joining me tonight as we look back at 2022 and look at what knife holds for 2023 with club president and founder Jim Hallman. This year was, again, one of the best and busiest years that knife has seen. We're going to talk a little bit later with Bill Clicker. He's going to give us a little update on the new bits and pieces section of the website. that you guys can start selling stuff. You can post mechanic referrals. It's all going to be a live as it happens site. And we'll also hear from, again, founder and club president Jim Hallman on some closing comments from what he thought of 2022, all the happenings and everything for the club, and what he sees holds for 2023. So let's get right to it. You know, we kicked off 2022 with some great Zoom meetings that we saw an average of over 40 participants over a four series meetings that covered electrical vehicles, as well as talking and hearing from Kimberly Reck as she discussed her lime green all-electric Fiero built by hand in her garage. That is, if you guys are ever in the Midwest and you come to a Midwest cruise or a show, Dell's, Fiorama, anything that's happening in the Northern Illinois area, she's there, and you guys can come and check out firsthand what this car looks like. And so then after that, we continued our discussions with the Fiero EMCs, the Fiero electrical control modules, wiring harnesses, the full electric system. And then we ended the series with a discussion on what the difference is between an OBD1 and OBD2. This series was probably one of our best, and it helps everybody on learning the electrical system and components of your Fiero. This is also one of the most watched and engaged series that we've had since doing our Zoom meetings. And you can find all of the full series at FieroFocus.com under the video library section. And again, take a listen, watch them, and you'll be able to get to know and understand the Fiero electrical system a lot better. You know, as the year progressed, as it started getting warmer, we were able to get the Fieros out of their hibernation. And we had some great cruises this year as well. We took a spring cruise to Starved Rock for some very scenic walking and driving. We hit the Dells Run. It was another big hit this year as well, with seeing in person the new, if you have a chance to get up there and you go to the Totally 80s Cafe and Shop, right as you enter the Dells, you can see Fiero Henge. That is a very cool, there's three or four Fieros there that are on a very cool angle. And they're all out there for display. And yes, they are actual Fieros that they had used. They just removed the engines and some other components, but they are actual Fieros. This year's event was pirate themed, with a lot of treasure hunts for all the participants. After the Dells, we joined Scott Campbell on cruising across the U.S. to the eastern side of the states to join the Mid-America Fiero Owners Association at their flagship show, Fieros at Carlisle. And that was another good turnout they had. That was a great show. They always put on a good show out there as well. So if you ever get a chance to head out east, you got to hit Fieros at Carlisle. We had some shorter cruises around town to Super Dogs Drive-In to have some great beefs and hot dogs. And if you get a chance to go up out to Wheeling, they have some great food out there. Thank you to Nilmar for setting that up for us this year. That was a very, very good cruise. We had a cruise up to Kenosha, Wisconsin as well, where we went to the Gateway Classics. The Wisconsin Fiero Fanatics joined us for that event, where we had over 20 Fieros participate. And because we had a record-breaking turnout for this event, Gateway Classics of Kenosha, Milwaukee, donated $200 towards our 2022 charity, the Gary Sinise Foundation. So that was a very, very big thank you for them. That was very generous for that as well. After that event, we moved back down into a local cruise and car show in Crystal Lake, where we participated in the Indian Uprising All Pontiac Show. If you were able to attend that one, it is a full Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. Friday kicks off with movies, and on Saturday they've got their featured car show, as well as a mega cruise. So if you ever get a chance to do that Saturday night cruise, it is definitely worth going to. I know this year there was some rain and questionable weather on Saturday and Sunday, but again, great turnout. We had again over 20 Fieros participate. Congratulations goes out to Scott and Teresa Campbell. They took home one of five best in shows with their 88 Red GT. That is the power tour car. Our next event that took place, we headed out to Iowa to Coralville for the return of the Heartland Fiero show. And I'm going to say it again. Again, a great turnout and great support for the Fiero this year, which has been overwhelming. Everybody has come out in droves with their Fieros, and all from your true stock to your custom to your heavy modified engine swaps, body changes, everything. You saw everything this year. So it was great to have and show that support to the Iowa chapter for taking everything back into Iowa and bringing it back to life. So that was a very, very good show there. Towards the end of the season in September, there's a show called Fiorama. This year marked the 26th annual Fiorama, which we had themed live and in color. Despite all the rain that we had, the heavy downpours, we had over 50 Fieros that covered the full production color span range of the paint offered during the 84 to 88 model year. So most of these Fiero owners that brought their cars were out of towners, but just still to have, I don't know if you call it a show, but I mean, it was a gathering. It was a great Fiero gathering. 50 Fieros showed up. All the owners enjoyed it. Everybody mingled, everybody talked, get to know each other. It was a great gathering. And again, just to see, every production color offered through Pontiac for the 84 to 88 model years was really cool. But the biggest highlight of this year's show was that with the help of you, the Fiero community, we raised $1,100 for the Gary Sinise Foundation. During the show brought in from you, the Fiero owners, $400. Knife matched that and added a little more to that for $500. And then with the Gateway Classics of Milwaukee donating $200, we were able to write a check and get that over to the Gary Sinise Foundation. If you would like to donate or learn more about the foundation, you can visit the GarySinisFoundation.org. And just to give you a brief foundation history, the Gary Sinise Foundation was established under the philosophy and the direction of actor Gary Sinise. Gary has been an advocate for our nation's defenders for nearly 40 years. The foundation's mission is to serve our nation by honoring our defenders, our veterans, our first responders, their families, and those in need. The foundation accomplishes this through their mission by creating and supporting unique programs designed to entertain, educate, inspire, strengthen, and build communities that serve America's heroes and their loved ones 365 days a year. One of the many foundation programs is the First Responders Outreach, which honors the heroes right down the street from you, our firefighters, our police officers, our EMTs, our military veterans. everybody who sacrifices every day to ensure our safety. The program provides funding, essential equipment, PPE, and training to ensure that our first responders have what they need to perform to their best abilities. The freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all that we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who are willing to sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little bit more. That was a very strong, just really strong, that hit everybody at Fiorama, and that's how we were able to raise so much for that event. We rounded off the season, and which came to a close in October, with our final event of 2022, which took us to see the U.S. Naval Station of Great Lakes and the Great Pyramid of Wadsworth, Illinois. If you ever get a chance to go to both of these, I highly recommend it. Very informational at the U.S. Naval Station of Great Lakes. And as in, the pyramid is not yet open, but it is a very cool place to go visit. They recreated so much from Egypt. The house is a full pyramid. They've got statues. They've got a museum in there as well. So if you have a chance to go see it, I highly recommend it. This was another well-attended cruise, and we had saw some great fall colors and twists and turns on the road. So that ended our, we'll say, in-person events for 2022. But if you had a chance this past couple weekends ago, our final event for 2022, we had our first Zoom kickoff meeting, which gave us the opportunity to meet Fiero John. And Fiero John talked to us about getting your Fiero ready for the road. Going on a weekend cruise or to a local car show is not the same as a long cross-country trip. Now, if you go back a few months, this young lady attended Fiorama as well, Kristen Sturdy, she took a very long trip through the United States, which brought her, I want to say, a total of 7,000 miles adventure from the East Coast to the West Coast to the North and to the South. It was a very interesting story. And if you want, you can read about it in the Fear of Focus issue number 190. That's the May-June 2022 issue. And it's titled My Journey Across the U.S., her 7,100-mile adventure in her 84 Fear. She talks about how she got it prepped and got it ready. She had very little issues. The only issue that she has is the headlights won't function correctly. So, but that should be taken care of. And again, if you have some downtime, I highly recommend getting that issue of Fiero Focus and reading that story, because that goes right along with what Fiero John had talked about. And as many of us consider attending the Fiero's 40th anniversary event next year in Pontiac, gaining some peace of mind that everyone will hold up would be very priceless to make sure that your car can get to the 40th in Pontiac, Michigan. Our November club meeting also gave you great information to improve the odds that your beloved Fiero will bring you back home without incident. So again, meeting will be available for viewing under the club meeting section of the NIFE video library before the end of the year. So if you weren't able to attend, or if you missed it by any chance, it will be up on the website. We've got some changes that have come through on fearofocus.com. We updated it to make it easier for you to find topics and items. We updated the tech tip section, so we renamed that to the garage, where you can find archived and current tech tips, TSB articles from the workbench, has some great Fear Focus highlight magazine articles, some the past club meeting PowerPoint presentations. I think right now there's probably about 30 on there right now that if there was a past meeting that's not on our video library, you can take a look at the PowerPoint presentation, which has been converted to PDF for easy viewing on your phone too, if you need to, if you're working on your Fiero and you do a quick reference. We cleaned up a lot of the pages to make it, again, easier to find information. And we also added a new section, Bits and Pieces. If you get Fiero Focus magazine, we have a section in the back that's called Bits and Pieces. It covers Fieros for sale, mechanic referrals, people who are selling Fiero-related items, books and literature, a bunch of other things. But what we did was we converted this into a live, not really a forum, but it's a live, right up to date information, and you can post your Fiero for sale. You can post mechanic referrals. You control everything. You can set when you want it to expire. If the Fiero gets sold, you could take it down. You got a username, username, login, password. You control everything. So everything is controlled by you. You don't have to wait on a bi-monthly to have something show up in print, or vice versa, see it on the website in our old static page. This is a live updated as it goes. So with that said, I want to bring in Bill Clicker. He is our IT director. He did a lot of behind the scenes work on this. So let's talk to him briefly on this new update for FearFocus.com. Bill, if you want to just give a little brief history of what, why and when we decided to do this, and then we'll go a little bit into the website.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, as Mike mentioned, you know, we have, there's a variety of ways that you can advertise items for sale or services that you use for your Fiero. Obviously, our magazine is one, and it's a good option. It's free to members to post an ad if you want to add in the magazine. So if you have a car for sale, that's a good way to reach your target audience, because obviously Fiero Focus magazine is going out to a whole bunch of Fiero enthusiasts. Likewise, the Bits and Pieces page that we're enhancing on the website will allow members and non-members, but most likely Fiero enthusiasts, to post ads for cars they have for sale, parts they have for sale. We've got different sections. We mirrored kind of what we do in the magazine. So we have categories such as Fieros for sale, mechanic referrals, parts and services, insurance, books and literature, and miscellaneous. So maybe you have a Witzenberg book that you aren't using or don't need anymore. You could post that in the books and literature section and maybe find a buyer that way. So, you know, you've got a lot of avenues when you're trying to sell a Fiero item, Craigslist, eBay, Penox. There's, you know, lots of good choices. We're just trying to provide a more user-friendly, more interactive page for our members to be able to exchange parts and services and recommendations for mechanics and things like that.
And it's more, like I said, more up-to-date. It keeps updating based on the person selling that item or that person selling the service. So if that person decides that that product has been sold, then that can either be taken down from that person, or you can set an expiration date on it. The other nice thing about this, Bill, is also that you can create a username and password and control your information yourself versus sending it off to one of our editors that would then create your ad per se and then incorporate it into Fiero Focus magazine or FieroFocus.com under the Bits and Pieces. So the user has a lot more control with this, doesn't it? Don't they?
Yeah, exactly, Mike. You set up an account. It's a pretty straightforward process. just fill in your name, your email address, contact information, and the system is going to generate an email and send it to you just to validate that the account request was legit. And so you click on the link and it will get your account established. Once your account is set up, then you'll have the ability to go in and publish advertisements in there. And like Mike said, certain categories have a built-in expiration. So if you list a park for sale, hopefully you're going to sell it, right? But if it lingers, if the ad lingers out there and you've forgotten to take it down, the ad will be disabled after, I think we have it set to 60 days. So 60 days after listing your park for sale, that ad will be disabled. It's not gone. So if you really haven't sold that item, you can still go back in there, log in with your account and re-enable it, reactivate that item and you know, hopefully sell it the second time around. But you're in control of the ads that you post. You just need to go in and maintain that if it's something, if you need to make a change or update the listing.
And also, so this, and some people may, you know, have this question as well, is this a forum?
I would say no. It's really more of a strictly for items for sale, or the only difference is we also offer category for mechanic referrals. So that's another area we thought would be helpful for people in the Furo community to find a mechanic in your area. So there's no restriction on where you post your ad from. So you can post an ad from anywhere, and maybe you happen to be out of town and you're in Michigan, you can find a mechanic referral there while you're out of town with your Furo if you need one, or certainly you can find one close to home if we get more people posting mechanic referrals out there. So it's just an exchange, a place to exchange information. Really not a forum for exchanging thoughts and tech articles, things like that. It's really just for items for sale or referrals.
Which does come in handy, because like you said, if you're on vacation or if you're taking your Furo, say, up to the Dells or up to Minnesota, Iowa, and something goes wrong, yes, you got your Furo community to help you. But if you need that, you know, quick help real quick, you can go to the site and type in search in the city closest to where you are, and it should pull up the area of, there's mechanics that have been, and let me rephrase that, they have to be added into the system first in order for that system to work. So such as if you were, you know, I'm looking at it now, if you were up in Stevens Point, there's a company up there called Funky Furo Fixes that if you were close to that and you put that in the system, it would come up with that seller or the mechanics information. Call them and have them see if they can get you up there to fix it. And then there's also, you can actually also contact them directly. It looks like leave a comment, and then they can see that comment as well after that referral or that service has been completed. So it looks like a very, very well-rounded website.
Yeah, it's again just a little more interactive and really puts the individual in control, more control than they have now with our magazine ads. It just lets them update those real time. You can add photos in there too. So if you've got parts for sale and you want to show the condition of the part, it helps to post a photo there so people know exactly what they're looking at.
And I'm just looking at, as I created one as well. And just looking at that, and it is very easy. You can create your ad or your mechanics referral, and you can either edit it, you can deactivate it if that, like you said, that particular item has been sold, or delete it. And then under the edit is when you can set your time frame of how long you want that up there. But looking, I mean, it's very, very user friendly, which is very nice. Explain real quickly. On the home page, just so people don't get confused, is when you so you'll go to furofocus.com, and then we have a tab that is called Bits and Pieces. Click on that tab, and it will take you directly on our site to this interactive Bits and Pieces section, which is sales, parts, services, literature, all that fun Furo stuff. But when you click on that, you're not going to see your normal informational page, you're going to see what looks like the top five items that either, whether it's a referral, a referral for sale, or any type of item you post, will be on there front and center. So what is the theory on that? Just the listings to keep them as something new comes about?
Yeah, that top section, Mike, is it's labeled latest listing. So the most recent information that's been posted will appear there. And that's going to constantly update. So as you know, if new ads get posted, the oldest one will fall off that list. It's still available on the forum. So if you scroll down just a little bit further, you'll see a category section. This is where you can browse the individual categories. If you're looking for a car or looking for parts, you can click on those sections and find the ads that are still out there. It's just that latest listings is really just to give you a kind of a snapshot of what's new. If you haven't been to the site in a couple of days, you can see if something new has been posted right there. The other area I want to point out for sure that people make sure they take a look at is at the very bottom, there's a bits and pieces FAQ page. And so there's a link at the bottom. If you click that link, it'll just give you some tips on how to register your account and some of the expiration time windows that we talked about earlier are listed there. And we'll add information to that if we find that we're getting the common questions on use of the forum. But it's pretty straightforward to use. You first visit the site, you'll notice at the top there's a link to register. And again, you just enter your information and submit it. It will send you an email. You click the link in the email and you'll be good to go. You can browse the ads without having an account registered, but in order to create an ad, you do need to register an account in the system.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's very simple. And it's, like you said, it's a very interactive, self-controlled. You control your ads, you control your referrals, and it's a very, very live site, which I think is needed during to kind of advance everything. Static works for the most part, in print, but you really do need almost that live interaction sometimes, just to kind of if you need that. You're stuck in a pinch, you're going to need something right away. And this is the best way that we can help your community. So, Bill, thank you very much for joining me and kind of going a little bit in depth on what this new bits and pieces section is. And if there's any questions, please feel free to reach out to the Northern Illinois Hero Enthusiast. We'll see if we can't get a email address on the bits and pieces in case that any new questions do come up. So again, Bill, thank you very much for joining me and talking a little bit about this new bits and pieces page.
Sure, Mike. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Bill, for all that great information on the new bits and pieces section of the website. As we get close to closing this episode of FeroCast out, I just want to go back and just kind of cruise through the 2022 events that we saw through the Midwest Fero Clubs. Again, the support that has been seen through all of these shows, from the East Coast to the Central States to the West Coast, I will say it was a great and fun year, and let's show that continuation into 2023 and leading into the 2023 40th anniversary celebration of the Pontiac Fiero in Pontiac, Michigan, the birthplace of the Pontiac Fiero. We got the Dells Run coming up next year. We've got the Back to the 80s. That's going to be happening again next year. Fieros at Carlisle is going to be celebrating their 29th annual. We've got the Kentucky Lake Fiero Cruise. We've got, again, Fiorama will be celebrating their 27th annual. We've got the Heartland Fiero Show coming back, as well as the Fiero Kappa Show in Michigan.
That was an informal Fiero, and then Kappa, which is a Saturn Sky Pontiac Solstice show sponsored by Lafonte. That was a very good turnout show as well. The Tyler Shipman will be celebrating their 14th annual Memorial Car Show in Freezy, Minnesota. So again, show your support next year as we continue the great turnout that was the Fiero and the Fiero owners this year. So, all right, as we look at closing this podcast out and looking at closing out a great NIFE Fiero year, I'm gonna let's chat with Jim Hallman, president and founder of NIFE. All right. Thank you for joining me tonight. As we look back on 2022 and look into the future of what NIFE holds for 2023, this year was, I want to say, one of our best and busiest of the years that NIFE has seen. I would like to bring in Jim Hallman. He is the club president and founder, and get his thoughts on what 2022 looked like for him, as well as what he sees coming up in 2023 to keep that momentum going. Good evening, Jim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Mike. Thanks for inviting me to provide some closing comments for 2022 as we wrap it up, nearing the month of December. Kind of reading your reviews and listening to some of the comments that we've already made, I think 2022 was a return to, I guess, what we would call the new normal. Obviously, we all lived through 2020, and 2021 was still a little bit not as populated club event-wise as some of the previous years, but I think 2022, people felt a lot more comfortable getting back together in large crowds. So from our all of our club meetings that we had in 2022, just looking at some of the attendance records, I mean, we were pretty darn close to almost 40 people per club meeting. And that's just a huge change. I guess one of the good things that came out of the pandemic was, you know, the ability to get a lot more people comfortable with using technology and using Zoom for club meetings. We used to do club meetings at like a local library where we would have, you know, 10 or 15 club members come, which was great because those club members got to physically interact with one another. But one of the downsides of doing these Zoom meetings is that the club members don't have the ability to be physically together. But I think one of the stronger aspects of it, of why we want to continue with the Zoom meetings, is because the numbers that we're seeing with these, which we saw through all of 2022 thus far, and that's, you know, average attendance of, you know, 37, 38 people. And these people are coming from across the United States versus, you know, even just in the Chicago area. And we've even had some of our club members in Australia. A couple of times we've had club members from Germany join us.
And I was going to say that was, going back to when we started the Zoom meetings, mm-hmm. we had the gentleman from Germany do a presentation, and even Australia, and just that turnout. I mean, that if you think about it, something like that would never happen in a mm-hmm. you know, in a library. But just the, like you said, the technology base that we're able to utilize now, we are able to bring more of the Fiero community together in that way. And even at the end of, we have a Q&A, and then, you know, after that, you know, people still stick around as they were in person, kind of, and just talking and, you know, even catching up a little bit too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think, I remember when we were as a board, we were deciding whether we were going to continue with the live meetings, returning back to the live meetings, or continue with the Zoom meetings. And it was a tough call, because we know that the club members want to interact physically face to face, you know, because there's during, you know, and you've been around long enough, you know, some of the club meetings, I mean, people just hang around and they, you know, well, after the club meeting is over, we have a, you know, in some of the last meetings that we had, we had a lunch and people hang around and just chit chat and catch up and develop stronger relationships. And, you know, we don't see that, but I think we are broadening the ability for members to participate and allowing the Northern Illinois and Fiero enthusiasts to grow beyond, well beyond Illinois with the types of meetings. So.
Exactly. I think it's opened up a lot more possibilities too, that present different ideas and just help people in the long run, because we are able to then incorporate it onto the website so people can review it and listen to it again if they want to as well.
Yeah. Yeah. These are, you know, as you mentioned, these are permanent records that club members can access, you know, at any point going forward. And a perfect example of this was our November club meeting, where we had Fiero John in New Jersey just talking about some of the common issues, technical, mechanical related issues with the Fiero, so that people felt more comfortable driving it. People might even consider being a lot more comfortable taking it to the 40th anniversary event coming up in July of 2023. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and having John be able to walk around his shop with a cell phone and be able to, you know, kind of walk us through as if we were sitting in his repair shop. I mean, that's I think where, you know, we're going to continue to grow club meeting wise in 2023 and beyond.
Yep, I agree.
So, and, you know, another highlight for me was Fiero-rama 2023 back in 2022, back in September. Friday and Saturday events were phenomenal, just perfect weather-wise. Everyone had a great time, a lot of camaraderie among the club members. And, you know, unfortunately, for the first time in our 26-year history, we had a complete and total downpour all day long the day of the show. And one of the highlights for me was during that time was, you know, just noticing that despite the fact that it was predicted to rain all day, you know, all of our out-of-town club members still came out to the show and wanted to participate, you know. And we had 50 cars despite torrential downpours. And, you know, noticing throughout the day that the club members were just, you know, hanging out and talking. And it kind of took the focus of the event all away from the cleaning and the detailing of the cars. And it put more of the focus of the event on developing the relationships among the club members, which mm-hmm. I think was a huge highlight. And I remember standing during the awards ceremony, and, you know, sometimes things just pop in your head. And the thing that popped into my head was, this was a quote that I used in the November-December Fiero Focus was, you know, it's the Fieros that bring us together, but the relationships we build is what keeps us together. And that day, Fiero-rama 2022, was a day where all of the participants, their relationships were made stronger that day, you know, again, because of the rain.
Yeah, so I agree.
That was a phenomenal, you know, memory for 2022.
Yeah, that was, agreed. That was a big thing that I noticed too. And, you know, it's just talking to a lot of the out-of-towners, that's, you know, it's like they got to know a lot of people in our area and even, you know, the Wisconsin side too. And it was something that they were not even expecting, you know, because mm-hmm. they were just like, okay, you know, I'm going to go to the show and I'm not going to know anybody. But again, you know, everybody comes in with open arms to this Fiero community.
Yeah,
and everybody in turn becomes family instantly. So even mm-hmm. if you're a newcomer to any, you know, show,
or any event, you're going to be welcomed with open arms. And yeah, it's, you know, the Fieros, you know, bring everybody together, but you're going to, once you get in, you can't leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to leave easily.
Yep.
You know, and just the positive spirit of everyone that was there during the show. I mean, you know, basically the show didn't take place, but we were all, you know, hovered in different areas, sheltering ourselves from the rain. And, you know, that kind of brought us together in a different way. And again, the focus was taken off of the cars and cleaning the cars and detailing the cars and making sure the cars looked perfect for the car show. And everything kind of turned on to the club members, and the club members were, you know, just open to discussions and open to, you know, developing longer, deeper relationships. So,
yep.
That to me was a huge highlight for 2022. And, you know, looking forward to 2023 with the 40th anniversary event taking place in July. All of our club meeting series for 2022 into 2023 is going to be focusing in on different aspects of the, you know, participation in the 40th anniversary. You know, talking about detailing your cars, talking about how your car is going to be judged. You know, as we talked in November 2022, you know, preparing your car, making sure your car is roadworthy to make it to the 40th anniversary and feeling comfortable with it. You know, so we're trying to build up the enthusiasm. Also in Fiero Focus Magazine, we're going to focus in on some of the major events that are going to be taking place. You know, with the presenting sponsor being the M1 Concours in Pontiac, Michigan, we're going to do a feature article on what the M1 Concours is. You know, a lot of people may not have heard it before. A lot of people may not know, you know, the history behind it and, you know, how it came to be in the city of Pontiac. And this story is going to talk about it so that as you participate in the event, you're going to know a lot more about it than just going to the event itself. You're going to be able mm-hmm. to know some of the history of the event, which, you know, I think is going to be important because you're going to get more out of it because you know more going into it.
Exactly. And you know, I'm going to announce it here. We are going to be doing a Fierocast with M1. And that is probably going to be one of my biggest highlights and special. I mean, that's for me, that's something that is just going to be really cool to do. And I know we're also working with it on Fiero Focus magazine, but just to, you know, hear their story and you know, Christopher got to sit down with them and talk with them in depth too. And it's just like to just hear their story in person is just really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think it's going to bring a lot more to the event, participating. If you mm-hmm. decide to race or, you know, do a parade lap on the M1 Concours, you're going to know a lot more about what you're actually participating in because of the efforts of the Fiero Focus magazine team.
Exactly.
And the Fierocast as well. So, all right. So, yeah. So looking forward to 2023. Again, I think 2022 was a good event, a good year of events. And I think 2023 is going to build on that as, you know, we move further and further away and people are, you know, getting more comfortable moving forward as we, hopefully are out of this, the pandemic phase of the COVID-19 situation and returning back to whatever the new normal is going to be.
So I agree. Well, thank you for joining me tonight and closing out 2022 and just looking forward to 2023, especially with the 40th. I mean, that's a show that you got to attend. Just, you know, if you can't attend anything else, that is the show to attend. Mm-hmm. Because again, once you get there, and even if it's your first show or first time bringing a Fiero, you're going to get hooked. And mm-hmm. that's how we want it to be.
Yeah. And just one last thing about the 40th anniversary. If you're wondering, you know, why Pontiac, Michigan, why is the show taking place in Pontiac? And the thought process behind that is that we're making attempts to get as many people involved in this event that were workers, that were the factory workers that assembled these Fieros for us. So as you know, time continues to progress, there's fewer and fewer of these people that actually worked on the assembly line. And we're trying to get as many of those. We're making good attempts to gather those people so that they can see, you know, where the Fiero is 40 years after they've made the final production, you know, back in 1988, you know, from 84 to 88, you know, here's all the cars that you assembled, and here's what we've done with the cars that your hands and your hearts built for us, and how we're preserving the excitement that you started when you assembled these cars. So that's kind of the main theory of why we're doing it in Pontiac, Michigan, is to capture some of that excitement and to invite the people that were part of the Fiero assembly to gather them again and see if we can have this like kind of like a reunion for them, because you know a lot of them may not have been together since you know since the Fiero ended back in 88. So looking forward to that. I hope a lot of them can attend that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, again, thank you for joining me tonight, and we look forward to seeing you in many, many years to come. And listening to your closing comments. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. I think that covers everything that happened in 2022. We look forward to a great 2023, which includes the 40th anniversary celebration of the Pontiac Fiero presented by M1 Concours. Again, as I mentioned talking to Jim, we've got some great podcasts coming up that is going to be dedicated to the 40th anniversary celebration of the Pontiac Fiero presented by M1 Concours. We've got M1 Concours that we're going to be talking to. We're going to talk to Tim Dye up at the Pontiac Transportation Museum up in Michigan. So, and a lot more coverage of the 40th. So please stick with us as we go into 2023. You can find more information on the event of the 40th anniversary celebration presented by M1 Concours on the Midwest Fiero Club's Facebook page, as well as the Midwest Fiero Club's website as well. If you need that information, it is www.midwestfieroclubs.aaca.com, and then just type in at Midwest Fiero Clubs on Facebook, and it will take you right there to their page. This podcast was produced by Goldeneye Graphic and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the newest episode of FieroCast. This is episode 35, coming up on 3 years. Wow. And again, thank you guys for listening. And this is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you like more information or have ideas on future FieroCast, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep Fieroing. Good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.